RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Vice President Yusuf Kalla encourages Indonesian private universities to improve the quality of education. After elected as an IPDC member state, Indonesia will convey press freedom condition. And now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla opened the National Assembly of Indonesian Private Universities Association, PTSI, in Bali. On that occasion, Yusuf Kalla reminded education is a foundation of the progress of science that has an impact on the acceleration of economic growth. Moreover, private universities, which have a number of students more than 4 million, compared with state universities, which only have 1.9 million students. Therefore, Vice President Yusuf Kalla encourages Indonesian private universities to improve the quality of education to compete in the era of global competition. Now, all universities in the world also continue to attract interest to Indonesian students by improving their quality. Yusuf Kalla said that the government strongly encourages private universities that are widely spread in Indonesia in order to educate the entire Indonesian people.
Ya, pertama kita menghormati proses hukum.
We have 6.5 million students, more than 4 million of them under private universities. 1.9 million country needs a development. There must be a good sustainability, profit management college, and the foundation budget must be improved. Higher education now become an industry. How Indonesians study abroad. There are two foundations supported by business. There are also private universities which give a support. Yusuf Kalla added, current university orientation refers to the needs of the industry in various fields, hence more polytechnic diploma and other education. Private universities also need support from business actors and businesses to support the sustainability of education. Also present in the National Conference on Indonesian Research, Technology and Higher Education, Minister M. Nasir, Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, and all private universities in Indonesia. After being elected as the member of International Program for the Development of Communication 2017, Indonesia will be present at the International Program for the Development of Communication 2017, which will take place in Paris, November. Chairman of the Press Council, Yosef Adi Prasetyo, said the freedom of the press and various cases that occur in the media will be the main issue submitted by Indonesia at the session in Paris letter. Yosef Adi Prasetyo added Indonesia can also share experiences about the conflict in the 2000s. According to him, experience in managing hawks for the past 1 year could be for developing countries like Sudan, Middle East, and ASEAN countries. This was conveyed by Yosef Adi Prasetyo when confirmed in Jakarta Monday, July 17.
Jadi keberhasilan Indonesia ketika
so the success of Indonesia when compiling the index of freedom of the press, it can also be an example for member countries in IPDC. The case which is discussed is the unfinished murder case of the journalist in Indonesia. To resolve those 8 cases which are questioned by some international countries. The government appoints the Press Council as the representative of Indonesia in the International Program for the Development of Communication 2017. The Press Council has also appointed Bambang Harimurti as a media expert, a requirement to attend the session. According to Yosef Adi Prasetyo, as the country with the largest number of media and the largest users of social media, it becomes a consideration to choose Indonesia as a member country of International Program for the Development of Communication under UNESCO in 2017. Indonesia's first private airport is currently being developed on Bintan Island, Riau Island Province by PT Bintan Resort Cakrawala together with private carrier Sriwijaya Air. The total area of the airport is estimated to be between 1,300 and 1,500 hectares. Galan Venture, the parent company of Salim Group, owned Bintan Resort is said to fund up to $150 million for the project. PT Bintan Resort Cakrawala General Manager Abdul Wahab recently said in Bintan that the company has conducted a land preparation. The company is currently working on the runway and airport development. Apart from the airport, Sriwijaya Air's maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO is also going to be built there. The construction of the first development phase, which includes a 300-meter runway, an airport building, and MRO, is said to be done by 2019, and the airport will be ready for operation the year after. Abdul added, the completion of the first phase is expected to bring in 2 to 3 million tourists to Bintan Island. With the new airport, Abdul says the island is targeting to welcome 600,000 tourists until the end of the year, of which 80% of them are from overseas. Head of the Central Bureau Statistics BPS, Sue Haryanto, stated on Monday, July 17, in Jakarta that the agency has to admit that in the past few years, poverty reduction has run slower as we are close to the 10% rate. He emphasized to reduce the rate below. The government will need to take bigger efforts. The government needs to focus on the nature of poverty, and this is important. The poverty rate in urban areas in September 2016 was recorded at 7.73% and it declined to 7.72% as of March 2017. However, in rural areas, the poverty rate during the period had reached 13.96% and 13.93% respectively. Sue Haryanto noted that efforts to reduce the poverty rate should be focused in rural areas where several villagers still live under the poverty line. One key to reducing the poverty rate is to lower inequality among citizens. First, he reiterated it would be important to have qualified economic growth. He noted high economic growth would be no use if it only benefit a certain group of people. In addition, development in infrastructure and social inclusion to reduce inequality area to reduce inequality are also of paramount importance. Indonesian Maritime and Fishery Ministry will deploy an inspection vessel Orca 04 to halt destructive fishing in the East Nusa Tenggara Province border. Genaf Wurgianto, Provincial Fishery Bureau, DKP Chairman, stated in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on Monday, July 17, that in upcoming weeks the vessel will patrol the province. The joint patrol, which included the ministry's 115 task force, the Navy, the Maritime Security Board, Bakamla, and the Maritime and Fisheries Resources Monitoring, PSDKP, will oversee some degrading fishing activities, including bombing and fish poisoning in the 200,000 kilometer square waters. Wurgianto further explained the deployment of the 60 meter long and 25 knot vessel was aimed at improving the protection of the country's waters in the border areas with Australia and Timor-Leste. He remarked that the authority is now focused on strengthening the patrol in border areas. Meanwhile, Kupang PSDKP Chairman Mubarak stated his agency would support the ministry in launching a patrol in the Northern Timor Island. Following an agreement inked earlier by China and Timor-Leste, the Chinese fishermen are now allowed to catch fish in the latter country's seas. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The province of North Sumatra is set to continue to boost its rice production after hitting a record high in 11 years at 4.61 million tons in 2016. North Sumatra Governor H.T. Eri Nuradi said in Medan, North Sumatra on Monday, July 17, that the production 2016 was highest in 11 years or an increase of 565,268 tons from the previous years. With the production, North Sumatra has a rice surplus of 1,171,350 tons, enough to cover its consumption for 7 months. The governor attributed the increase in production partly to good harvest in the regencies of Pandang Lawas. He said the provincial administration would overaid in the form of seed and farming tools from farmers such as in Pandang Lawas to sustain the trend in rice production in North Sumatra. He said the provincial administration already taken a number of steps to support and sustain food self-sufficiency in the region. Among the steps include earlier planting season, increase in planting index, provision of seeds, fertilizers and pesticide and farming tools. The government has also improved irrigation system, adoption of modern farming system, and expansion of farmlands utilizing idle lands. The North Sumatra Provincial Administration has allocated a budget of 169 billion for the flood, 169 billion rupiah for the food crop and horticulture service for 2017. The Regency of Padang Lawas alone had a budget of 6,164 billion rupiah. The last item, the Regional Disaster Management Agency BPBD of Bangka Belitung, Babel Province has deployed a helicopter to distribute aid and evacuate flood victims in Belitung Island, a flash flood triggered by incessant heavy rain since Saturday, July 15 until early Sunday, July 16, inundated numerous villages in the district of Belitung and East Belitung in Belitung Island. BPBD Chief Najamuddin remarked in Jakarta on Monday, July 17, that the helicopter was sent by the agency in Palembang, South Sumatra, to distribute humanitarian aid to East Belitung District and to evacuate the flood victims. Najamuddin remarked, the agency currently is facing difficulties in registering, evacuating, and distributing relief aid to the flood victims in East Belitung, as road access has been cut off. Earlier, Belitung BPBD spokesman Abdul Sani had remarked in Belitung that until Sunday night, hundreds of houses in the two districts were still submerged under floodwaters. According to Sani, the massive flash flood that hit East Belitung district, known as the District of Rainbow Warrior or Laskar Pelangi, on Sunday completely snapped road access to the district. He said that access to the District of Rainbow Warrior and the power grid are completely cut off. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Vice President Yusuf Kalla encourages Indonesian private universities to improve the quality of education. After elected as an IPDC member state, Indonesia will convey press freedom condition. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. Here is our commentary for today entitled the 70th anniversary of National Cooperative Day. For the Indonesian economy, July is a special month. This month, precisely on July 12th, Indonesia commemorates the 70th anniversary of National Cooperative Day. The theme is cooperative towards equitable communities' welfare to strengthen the unitary states of the Republic of Indonesia. Seeing its long journey, cooperative in Indonesia should really be a pillar of the Indonesian economy in order to be side by side with other economies, such as private and state-owned enterprises. Moreover, the cooperative has a role and high economic potential. The number of cooperative in Indonesia is the largest in the world, about 209,000 cooperative. Unfortunately, some of the established cooperative are inactive. Last year, it was recorded more than 62,000 cooperative have been frozen due to inactivity. Freezing of the inactive cooperative is done by providing cooperative ID numbers in the cooperative database that has been set up by Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises. The existence of cooperatives as the pulse of the people's economy is very important, because in particular, the cooperative can improve the economic welfare of its member, and in general, can build and develop the economic potentials of the community. Seeing the uniqueness of cooperative that are so closely related to members and society, because it is formed on the basis of similarity, cooperatives should not be left behind compared to other business entities. Various efforts have been done by the government to further promote the cooperative in Indonesia. One of them is through the development of cooperative networks throughout Indonesia. Recently, Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises revealed the network in the form of business cooperation among cooperative needs to be developed in Indonesia. Besides being more efficient, the cooperative network contains strategic value in strengthening the unitary states of the Republic of Indonesia. This network can be the answer to synergize one cooperative with another. Hopefully, cooperative raw materials that exist in Java Island can cooperate with existing productions of other cooperatives in another island. This network will certainly open the door to a wider cooperative efforts. By commemorating the 70th National Cooperative Day, it is not enough just to hold a variety of activities. The peak event of the commemoration will be held on July 12, 2017 in Makassar, South Sulawesi. President Joko Widodo and approximately 40,000 cooperative activists from all over Indonesia are scheduled to attend this event. What is more important is the awareness of cooperative members and government support to integrate the development of cooperatives with the overall development program. Human resources who have managerial and technical skills should be further improved to establish the function of cooperative as the economic artery of the people. In this way, one of the ideals in the President Joko Widodo's Nawacita program, namely, realizing the economic independence by moving the strategic sectors of the domestic economy, can be achieved. Globally, it is expected that cooperative in Indonesia can be more popular in the international world, not only in terms of the number of cooperatives in Indonesia alone. Happy 70th anniversary of National Cooperative Day. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with July 18, 1925. Adolf Hitler publishes a book on his political manifesto, Mein Kampf. In 1923, the Nazi Party led by Adolf Hitler attempted to seize power from the ruler of the Weimar Republic, a term for Germany at the time, at an event known as Beerhall Putsch. The attempt failed and resulted in Hitler's imprisonment. For 9 months in prison, Hitler wrote Mein Kampf or My Struggle. The book is an autobiography and contains the political manifesto of Adolf Hitler. In this book, he describes his view of Germany's future. He also described his future plans for the Jews. On July 18, 1925, Adolf Hitler published the first volume of My Struggle book that eventually became the book of the Nazi Party of Germany. As he rose to the top of power in 1933, he manifested some of the contents of the book. The book is freely available in civilian offices during the Nazi period in Germany. Turning to July 18, 1936, a civil war in Spain erupted between the right-wing and the socialist government. The war began after General Franco called on all Spanish troops to join the overthrow of the Spanish socialist government at the time. Germany and Italy supported Franco by plane, tank, and weaponry, while the Soviet Union supported the government and socialist groups. In January 1939, the capital of Spain, Barcelona, was captured by rebel forces, and shortly afterwards, all of Spain fell into their hands. On March 28, 1939, the war ended with the surrender of the government camp, or the so-called Republican camp. This war took more than a million lives, and General Franco came to power in Spain with an iron fist until he died in 1975. Let's end Today in History with July 18, 1974. Perumnas, or the Indonesian Public Housing Development Company, is founded. Public Corporation National Housing Development, or abbreviated Perumnas, is Indonesian state-owned enterprise which is engaged in housing and settlement. Perumnas was established as the government solution in providing decent housing for lower middle class. The company was established under Government Regulation No. 29 of 1974. Through the concept of large-scale development, Perumnas managed to contribute significantly in the formation of settlement areas and new cities scattered throughout Indonesia. Well, that was Today in History. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. In Tarling, President Joko Widodo appreciated the performance of the police in commemoration of the 71st anniversary of Bayangkara. Actually, Indonesian National Police Polri should celebrate the 71st anniversary of Bayangkara on July 1, 2017. However, the commemoration was held at Monas in central Jakarta on Monday, July 10, 2017. President Joko Widodo was the inspector at the ceremony of the commemoration of the Bayangkara Day. The event was also attended by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, Vice President Yusuf Kala and his wife, Mufidah Yusuf Kala, former President Megawati Soekarno Putri, former Vice President Tri Sutrisno, the heads of state agencies, ambassadors, and officials of Polri. Escorted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo in his speech praised the increasing public confidence towards the Indonesian National Police. As shown in the survey results, the police are a credible institution. Therefore, the President congratulates the entire Polri members because they have been successful to carry out hard work so far. The President also said that in the age of the 71 years old, the National Police have shown dedication, loyalty, and integrity to support the realization of national development and economic equality and justice. Police are also considered capable of realizing a stable and conducive national security and order situation. In addition, in his speech, President Joko Widodo also gave 5 instructions to Polri. First, The police have to prove their internal police management to suppress negative culture, such as corruption, excessive use of force, and arrogance of authority. Second, the police must strengthen their internal solidarity and professionalism to support the realization of a sovereign Indonesia that is independent and personable. Third point is that the police have to optimize the modernization of the police with the use of information technology in public services. Fourth, the police must increase operational preparedness through early detections and action detections with proactive professional strategies. Thus, the police must be proactive to face rapidly growing situation. Fifth, the police must promote cooperation, coordination, and communication with all elements of both government and society, as well as international colleagues, as the implementation of closeness and synergy of police order to create conducive situation. President Joko Widodo also confirmed that the head of state remains committed to supporting the establishment of the police robust, reliable, and professional matters, so that the task of the police in maintaining the stability of the public order, enforcing the law as protectors and servants of the people, can be implemented optimally. Listener, that was Focus. Thank you for listening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Here is our news in brief. Vice President Yusuf Kalla opened the National Assembly of Indonesian Private Universities Association, PTSI, in Bali. After being elected as the member of International Program for the Development of Communication 2017, Indonesia will be present at the International Program for the Development of Communication 2017, which will take place in Paris on November. Indonesia's first private airport is currently being developed on Bintan Island, Riau Island province by PT Bintan Resort Cakrawala together with private carrier Sriwijaya Air. Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS, Suharyanto stated on Monday, July 17 in Jakarta that the agency has to admit that in the past few years, poverty reduction has run slower as we are close to the 10% rate. Indonesian Maritime and Fishery Ministry will deploy an inspection vessel Orca. Indonesian Maritime and Fishery Ministry will deploy an inspection vessel Orca 04 to halt destructive fishing in the East Nusa Tenggara province border. The province of North Sumatra is set to continue to boost its rice production after hitting a record high in 11 years at 4.61 million tons in 2016. The Regional Disaster Management Agency BPBD of Bangka Belitung or Bebel province has deployed a helicopter to distribute aid and evacuate flood victims in Belitung Island. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to indigenous Batak rituals in North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, Batak is one of the largest ethnic groups in Indonesia. They generally inhabit the province of North Sumatra. In general, Batak tribe is divided from several sub-tribes, namely Toba, Angkola, Mandailing, Karo, Tepak, and Simalungun. Today, they generally embrace Christianity, Islam, and Catholic. Some others still follow the traditional religion of Malim. Ugamo Malim is the original religion of Batak people. Ugamo Malim is the supreme leader of Ugamo Malim is King Sisingamangaraja 1 to 12. Ugamo Malim is centered in Huta Tinggi, Lugoboti, Tobasa Regency, North Sumatra. The leader of Par Malim was King Marnangkok Nai Pospos, who continued the leadership of King Sisingamangaraja Sinampela XII. Listener, the Malim followers of Batak people have a cultural tradition that closely related with their traditional beliefs. One of the traditions called Sipahalima ritual. The tradition is a form of gratitude for sustenance, health, and salvation throughout the year to the Batamula Jadi Nabolon, or God Almighty. One male buffalo will be slaughtered for the offering, accompanied by tortor dance and gading sebangun rhythm, a typical Batak music. Sipahalima is usually held in Balai Pasogit at Huta Tinggi, precisely in Pardomuan Nauli village, Lagoboti sub-district, Toba Samosir Regency, North Sumatra.
listener, hundreds of people come from all regions in North Sumatra. The women, from children until the grandmother, wearing kebaya and ulos and bun their hair. Men wearing shirt and suits, sarong and slick ulos. Some of them only wearing sarong and shirt and wrapped a white cloth on the head like a turban. This is the characteristic of the local people and indicate those who wearing white turban are married. Those who wear two shawls, ulos and white clothes, they are ulupungwan, or the religious leaders. In Balai Parsantian Yard, women and men make a group surrounding the venue. The leader of Ugoma Malim leads the ritual and initiated by praying with a gondang accompaniment followed by hand movement called manortor. Toward evening, a group of men stood up. They pulled the buffalo into the middle of the field and tethered it to a tree that has been provided. Starting from parrot the buffalo to tether, it is usually done by motion, sound, and gondang rhythm. After the buffalo is told, women and men take turns manortor, then the buffalo is slaughtered. The men who serve as parhobas or waiters lift the buffalo's body by using a litter. After slaughter, the meat is cooked. The rest of the meat will be distributed to the people equally. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Sipaha Lima Ritual. We'll meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is NRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development and Development Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is membeli keperluan sekolah, or in English, buying school supplies. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Membeli. Membeli. In English, to buy. Keperluan. Keperluan. Supplies. Sekolah. Sekolah. School. Hari ini. Hari ini. Today. Menemani. Menemani. To accompany or go with. Pasar, pasar, market. Jakarta Selatan, Jakarta Selatan, South Jakarta. Seperti, seperti, like or as. Alat tulis, alat tulis, stationery, sepatu, sepatu, shoes, kaos kaki, socks, baju seragam sekolah, baju seragam sekolah, school uniform. Mengapa? Mengapa? Why? Di sana, there, kabarnya, kabarnya, it is said, lengkap, lengkap, complete, murah, murah, cheap, pasar tradisional, pasar tradisional, traditional market, selesai, selesai, finish, sayur-sayuran, sayur-sayuran, vegetables, dan lain-lain, dan lain-lain, etc. Next is a conversation on membeli keperluan sekolah, or in English, buying school supplies. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Ani and Erna on the phone. Halo Erna, apakah hari ini kamu bisa menemani saya? Halo Erna, apakah kamu hari ini bisa menemani saya? In English, hello Erna, can you accompany me today? Kemana? Kemana? In English, where to? Saya mau ke Pasar Majestic di Jakarta Selatan. Saya mau ke Pasar Majestic di Jakarta Selatan. I'm going shopping at Majestic Market in South Jakarta. Kamu mau membeli apa? Kamu mau membeli apa? What are you going to buy? Saya mau membeli perlengkapan sekolah. Saya mau membeli perlengkapan sekolah. I want to buy some school supplies. Seperti alat tulis, sepatu, kaos kaki, dan seragam sekolah. Seperti alat tulis, sepatu, kaos kaki, dan seragam sekolah. Like stationery, shoes, socks, and school uniform. Kenapa harus di Pasar Majestic? Kenapa harus di Pasar Majestic? Why must be at Majestic Market? Kabarnya di sana selain lengkap juga murah. Kabarnya di sana selain lengkap juga murah. It is said not only it is complete there but also cheap. Di sana juga ada pasar tradisional. Di sana juga ada pasar tradisional. There is also a traditional market. Setelah selesai, kita bisa membeli sayuran dan lain-lain. Setelah selesai, kita bisa membeli sayuran dan lain-lain. After we finish, we can buy some vegetable and others. Baiklah, saya temani kamu. Baiklah, saya temani kamu. Okay, I'll go with you then. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Hernita, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present you Indonesian dangdut singer, Siti Badriah. Happy listening.
Listener, last May, a dangdut singer, Siti Badria, has just released her latest single entitled Ketemu Mantan. The song was composed by Endang Rice and tells the story of a woman who met her ex-boyfriend by accident. The song has a concept of dangdut koplo music with a few elements of Sundanese ethnic. The concept of music is combined with a characteristic voice of Siti Badria, which makes the song can entertain the music lovers, although the lyrics are sadness. Siti Badria, who was born in Bekasi, West Java, has just released the newest single. She hoped the single successfully grabbed the dangdut music industry as other previous singles. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Satu Sama by Siti Badria. Enjoy the song.
Berkali-kali sudah kau curangi cintaku. Aku tahu
the singer who better known with the name of Sibat is one of the dangdut singers in the country. Her name became popular in the Indonesian dangdut music industry after she released her single entitled Brondong Tua. She began to pursue the world of singing since her childhood. Even since on a grade 2 elementary school, she had started to sing from stage to stage to follow his father's dangdut group. Siti has pretty typical voice. Endang Rice, the songwriter, said that her voice is suitable with dangdut music genre. Endang was finally interested to make her a dangdut song entitled Melanggar Hukum. Shortly, the single Melanggar Hukum, which was released in 2011, was released to the market. Not only released a number of singles, Siti also released an album. Her first album was Satu Sama. The album was released in 2014, and it is actually made to affirm the existence of Sibat back in the music industry of the country. In the album, namely Satu Sama, Siti Badria presents 11 singles. Satu Sama was composed by Endang Rice. The music carries the concept of dangdut house. Like other Sibat singles, the single was quite well received by dangdut music lovers. In addition to Satu Sama, there are 10 other singles on the album Satu Sama. Two of them, namely Melanggar Hukum and Heboh Janger, will come soon in this regular music corner for today. Well, listener, to end this segment, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Melanggar Hukum and Heboh Janger. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.